Now, who the fuck is this guy? I've never seen this car. Ugh. Yeah, no. And he's brown. There's no way he lives in this neighborhood. What the fuck? What the fuck is he doing? Oh my God, he is... I'm gonna get this brown fucker whenever she gets out of the car. He is literally jerking off in a school parking lot. Oh, nothing, honey, nothing. You know, mommy's just trying to protect the neighborhood around here from brown men. Ugh, yeah. Here, let's get you off to school. Come on, sweetie. Good girl. Now you have a wonderful day at school, okay? All right. Mommy will pick you up after school. I love you. Bye. Yeah. Unroll your window. Hi. Hi. What's your name? Ramneck. Okay. So I can tell that you don't live in this neighborhood. I mean, I don't have to say much more. Look at me and look at you. Okay? We don't have your kind around these parts. Excuse me? I can call you whatever I want. I don't care if you think I'm racist, because you are the one who doesn't belong here. You were in a school parking lot jerking off to kids. Yeah, I know what the fuck you were doing. I pulled out my car and I saw you staring at those innocent little white children jerking your disgusting, dirty, brown dick. And when I walked over here, I could tell you were wiping that nasty cum that probably smells like curry off your hands. So I'm going to ask you, you Indian fuck, which kid made you come? Tell me, or I'll call one of these dads and they will not be nice and respectful like I am being right now. The blonde hair, blue-eyed little girl. Guess what? That was my fucking kid. And how dare you jerk off to an 8-year-old? What are you? What are you, some kind of sick pedophile? And an Indian, brown, dirty pedophile at that? You should be ashamed of yourself. These are innocent children. And what do you have a thing for white kids? Is that why you come to this school? Because we both know this is an affluent white neighborhood and we don't put up with people that have darker skin, especially nigger pedophiles like you. I mean, you should be disgusted with yourself. Let me ask you, what was it? What was it that made you pop that disgusting pedophile sand nigger jizz? Was it her short skirt? Or was it her little pink Crocs? Because you can't fucking hide from me. You can barely hide anything around me. I noticed that you weren't really looking up. You were looking down at kids. Whenever I pulled up, I could tell you were looking at their feet. And I should know, I probably know, that sand nigger Indian fucks like you are foot freaks. I don't know. Maybe it's because you're probably dirty all the time, so you must like dirty things like feet. But you are on a whole nother level. Child feet. I mean, these are kids. Kids' feet that you're jerking off to. Let me guess. Was it the way my 8-year-old daughter, with her beautiful, perfect white skin, the way that white skin on her feet, the way it slid out of that croc, You just had to jerk your gross brown penis. Ugh, I'm glad I didn't see that thing. Ugh, I bet it's so disgusting. Uncut and brown like fucking dirt and mud. Ugh, you are disgusting. You are so fucking disgusting. You should be ashamed of yourself. I don't even want to know what was going on in your perverted brain while you're jerking off to my 8-year-old daughter. I bet you were thinking about smelling her little pink Crocs. I bet you're even so sick. You'd stick that disgusting brown sand nigger dick inside her fucking Croc. Would you? Would you fuck her little pink child Crocs like it's a fucking pussy, you disgusting pedophile freak? And I bet the inside of my child's Crocs are like some kind of perfume to you to turn you on, you disgusting freak. I mean, really? Or do you want her actual perfect white-skinned feet? Would you suck on them? Would you suck on an 8-year-old's foot, huh? Do you know how disgusting and gross that is? Oh, that you want to molest an 8-year-old white girl's feet because you are a sand nigger pedophile foot freak. Ugh, and I bet you would love the way my perfect white daughter with her long, pretty little girl legs, how they have blonde hairs on them. Mm-hmm. I bet you'd want to lick those blonde hairs, wouldn't you? Ugh, you disgust me. You will never get close to my perfect white daughter. And that's because you are an Indian fuck. You are a disgusting, sick foot freak that will never get near my child. And how dare you spill that disgusting Indian jizz over my perfect princess of a daughter? Do you know how dirty you would look next to my daughter? Do you know how dirty your brown skin would look like while you're molesting her kid feet? Or if you had that brown, hard, disgusting little dick next to her little feet, you were nothing compared to her, even compared to her stinky, gross feet. You were nothing. You were nothing but a brown skin pedophile foot freak. Do you understand me? And you never will come back here. I will come back here and continue to fucking berate you. Humiliate you for being an Indian sand nigger pedophile. You are a pedophile, kid-loving, disgusting sand nigger, and you should be fucking ashamed of yourself that you want to jerk off to little white girls and their feet. I bet this is your favorite season, too, with it being summer. You gross fucking pedophile. And how dare you spill that curry cum to perfect white kids? How dare you? I can't believe that kids make you cum. And not only kids, but their fucking feet. You can lust after little white girls' feet all you want like a sick fucking pedophile. But let's be honest. You don't deserve to be near them because of the color of your skin. You probably fucking stink too, like nasty curry Indian food. So you can go ahead and lust after white child feet, but you will never, ever come here again. Do you understand me? And I hope that anytime you're jerking that disgusting, dirty ass brown dick, I hope that you hear my words echoing in that brain of yours, because I hope you spend the rest of your life being reminded of what a disgusting, dirty, sand nigger pedophile you are.